Good evening.
Good evening.
You're first and only.
Okay, well, so I was rushed. I was kind of 2 minutes late.
Don't worry about that. Should we start?
Yes, let's go ahead.
Okay. We're starting with verse 4:10 in the Parsha of Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary. It's section 36. And we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kucha barichu ishkinte bithichu urchimu uthilu uthilu urchimu. Leakta Lashem yudhe bavate. Beyehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konanei aleinu maasei yadeinu konaneihu. Pasuk 4:10. Patachi dach hui amar umi besari echeze loha mai ubi sari ume atzmi mi baeleya ela mi sari mamash umai hiyo Biti Rusar Kodesh Yavru Me'alai Ukti Zehayita Beriti Bivsarchem Betanya Bekozina Deit Rishim Barnash Behai Rishima Kadisha dehai at mineya chame lekud shabrihu mineya mamash benishmeta kadisha itachidat beya. The translation. Another one then continued with the text, from my flesh shall I see Eloha. And he asked, what is my flesh? He should have said, myself. And he replied that from my flesh is definitely correct, referring to Yesod, which is called flesh. He said, shall I see Eloha? What is the meaning of, and the holy flesh is passed from you? Which is the secret of the Holy Covenant. And then my covenant shall be in your flesh, which applies to Yesod. We have learned that as long as a man is stamped by the holy imprint of this sign, that this sign of the covenant is stamped in him and guards him always. Then from within it he can actually see the Holy One, blessed be he, and the holy soul that remains attached to him in the sign of the covenant. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. What is the meaning of from within it? He can see the Holy One. Also, what is the meaning of attached to him? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I was just thinking how wonderful it was that Rabbi Ashlag put that this sign of the covenant is stamped in him. To me, in him rather than on him means it may be on that particular organ, but it's the whole person.
Well said. But it also, implies that Yesod is the, it implies that the, it, as you said, it's not on him, it's not the external, there's an internal Yesod, mm-hmm. There's an internal Brit. guarding him.
Mm-hmm. Is it also telling us when the last part of your question, and the Holy Soul remains attached to him in the sign of the covenant, that it's external and internal?
What it's saying is that by the removal of the force which removes the Satan, Hashem now is able to use the body of that person as his vehicle, as his chariot.
Mm-hmm.
And that Hashem is literally in him. Remember, we speak of how you have to build a place for Hashem in your heart?
Right.
Here it's saying that it's already there. It's saying that it's in the Yesod level, and we have to build the place in our heart, meaning in Tiferet, and bring Hashem up from the Yesod within us to Hashem, to the heart within us.
Yes.
It really is a beautiful expression. These pasukim are really enlightening.
I feel that attachment when they call them.
I understand. I don't understand because I don't bake the challah, but intellectually, I understand.
Can say this. I thought I'd never be able to say this to you, but when I use the bread machine as of lately, the last few years.
Right.
And when I take the dough out and I let it rest a little while, and then I take the piece that's the challah, you know, to be burned later.
Right.
And because I burn it later, I don't say the blessing out loud, but I say the blessing silently just to make sure I never forget the blessing. And then I put it in a plastic bag and put it in the freezer because you shouldn't burn it on the same day that you bake. And so then the next step is to then divide the dough and begin to make your rolls. Well, when I make the rolls, it makes me think of the organ that has the sign of the covenant. So I think of the bread. And when I'm, before I reach that step, though, you're rolling the dough, you're kind of making little round balls to separate it, and then you roll it out. And it often reminds me of my babies when they were little. Their bottoms were reminds me of their little butts, you know, when you change it in their diapers. And so then it makes me think of my family, and then when I braid, I feel like I'm going all the way back to Sarah and Abraham. And so in a way, that's where I kind of get this sense of attachment to the covenant, in the covenant, and externally, outward, attached to Hashem.
It's a beautiful process that, you know, you're going through mentally. It really is. And I'm happy that you felt strong enough to share it with me. And also, I'm confused as to why you wouldn't have felt that you could share it with me.
Well, most people don't think of the one roll of dough as a penis. I'm sorry, that's the way it is.
I happen to think that all women think like that, so.
Oh, well. And then when you flopping that dough back and forth, you think of the baby's butts. I mean, well, hopefully no one's going to listen to this tape.
Well, don't be embarrassed by it. It's real, and it's going to be helpful to some women who do listen to it. And maybe some men who should listen to it. So, because it helps give insight to the female for the male who definitely needs insight into the female, much more so than the female needs insight into the male.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for sharing that.
Okay. And I didn't think of you so reaching up to ferret to reach the heart. So that'll give me something else to meditate when I'm making a call.
Very good.
Yeah.
We've shared things together. This is a very powerful verse.
Well, I have braided bread and made it in the shape of a heart before. So maybe I was doing it on a conscious level.
I think I've shared with you, whether you heard it or you remember it, but I think I have shared with you that the Kabbalah tells us to have 12 loaves of bread on the Shabbat table. But those 12, there are 6 male and 6 female.
Yes.
So while you're doing the challah and rolling the dough, but when you shape it, there should be, you know, round rolls, and there should be long rolls.
Right.
And those 12 represent the signs of the zodiac.
Yes, I remember that. I've talked about making little small ones so that at least sometimes when our ladies group gets together, you know, that mm-hmm. we could have the 12 loaves. So I will do it. And then I'm also seeing, since I'm not having to bake for the synagogue except on occasion, because now we finally have challah bakers, I don't need to make large loaves. So I'm tending to make smaller loaves, you know, for Tony and I. And
right.
And that was another thing I've been thinking about, that I needed to do the 12. But for Hoshana Rabbah, I still had round loaves that I had made, but I braided this time with 3. I like braiding 4 braids. But I made some round and some, in fact, for Rosh Hashanah, I made sure we had a round, and we still had a the male shape. So it definitely stays in your mind when you bake challah.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, you so much want to have your consciousness that you know whoever's going to eat it. You know, that you've had a good consciousness while you were baking it. So,
and
it's a good time. So, you know, it's just it's a good time.
I understand, because from the male perspective, the baking of the challah is similar to the feeling that we can achieve in laying the tefillin.
I bet so. Mm-hmm.
Pasuk 4:11. Ve'i la zake de la natir hai at maketi min ishmat eloha yo vedu beharishimu. Tikkud shabarichu la'it natir v'izake untir le'ashikinta la'it parash mineya. the translation. But if he is not deserving because he did not preserve this sign, what is written of him? It is written by the breath or the soul of Eloha, they perish. Because the imprint of the Holy One, blessed be he, has not been preserved. If he has the merit of preserving it, then the Shekhinah will never depart from him. My commentary with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, would it change once that person has done teshuva? And he'd
yes.
be back? Okay.
When you do teshuva, the Shekhinah returns. When you do an inappropriate action with the Brit, the Shekhinah leaves. But the Shekhinah will always stay with the man who's kept his Brit. And when you do Teshuvah, the Shekhinah returns.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose it works the same with a female.
It does work the same with the female.
Yeah. If she's been unfaithful and returns, she kind of returns. Okay.
Correct.
Do you remember maybe a couple of weeks ago, you gave us, I think it was in the Psalms class, and we had the word atah. And
yes.
we linked it, you said it was a secret, that it was feminine, or a picture of the Shekhinah. I'm not sure if that's exactly how you worded it.
It is, but it's close enough, I understand.
Okay, and then the Vav was attached to it, so that was Yesod. So that was a picture of male and female. In unity. Well, I think it was yesterday I saw the word et. I didn't go back to see if it was as a Hebrew grammar, you know, assigned that the next one was a direct object, but it had a vav attached to it. And I wondered if the same thing could be applied to that word et. I think it was yesterday. I knew it was this week. Yes.
It does apply to it.
It does.
The vav okay. always represents Zerantin, and the word at or it, Aleph the ta, represents the vessel, represents the female.
Okay, so I see it now. It's verse 4:9. So it's in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good to know.
The other question we could ask is, Eloha, is that the same as Elohim, or is it something different?
Well, usually there is a yod after it, you know, where it's Elohai. You know, Elohai, Nishama, Neshit, Natatan,
right.
You know, Saturday morning.
The yod after means it's a possessive, personal possessive, so it's meaning my God. Elohai represents my God.
Yeah.
Let me take a look at the Aramaic and see how they're spelling Eloha. I read
they have it just like you would expect. You know, they have the dagesh in the final hey to let you know that you vocalize it.
Right. So So it's Eloha, and it's missing the Yud Mem, which is feminine.
Mm. Okay.
Eloha is the male, but it's basically okay. Elohim with the male aspect of Elohim, as opposed to the female aspect, which would be Elohim.
Okay. I never thought of Elohim being feminine.
What's the phrase of regarding a woman scorned?
Regarding a woman's what?
A woman scorned. Beware the woman scorned.
No, oh, I don't think I know that either. I had a very protective childhood.
We don't think of women as manifesting judgment, but you know those adages, beware the woman scorned, is you know the woman will have a more severe punishment on a given situation than the man would generate.
Oh, okay.
Of course, present company accepted.
Well, I always want things to turn out right.
Well, judgment sometimes turns out right, so that's, you know, that's not, don't ignore judgment.
Well, let me put it, maybe I should change my word to gracious, because since Hana means God is gracious, maybe that's what I'm trying to do.
That makes sense.
Is graciousness, you know, rather than scorn.
Yes.
But I guess I can get scornful too, though.
Well, we have a few minutes left, but I don't want to go on to the next verse just yet.
Okay. Well, this was good.
So you have to. I agree.
Okay. I didn't get home till 2, well, 5 after 2. So I missed the Olive Beck class today. Okay, thank you.
So I know you were on the Olive Beth class, weren't you?
Not today. I didn't get home till about 2:05. So I missed
it was really a good class. So
did you get your
recording? I haven't put up the recording yet, but I will do it later tonight.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So you take care.
Tonight, Zohar?
Tonight, Zohar, yes.
Okay. All right. See you then, hopefully. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.